guys been up to lately?
We do podcasts by nature, it's in our blood. Steady posting the magic and spreading love. Four guys on the pod every week. Live Twitch feed for the fans, what a treat. Find us on the internet with all the pods. Stacking up downloads so we become demigods. There ain't no limit to our peak. Fortune and fame is all we ever seek. Everyone listen to a new low today. Everyone listen to a new low today.
Let's Flyers just missed a potential Let's opportunity to end the game.
Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's get it.
Who's that?
Gregory. Greg pulling it. Some high-value draft content.
Let's get
to
it.
Start the show.
Let's get it.
Send the guy who got drafted while on the phone Let's with the it. Other team.
No, that kid got drafted by, ended up getting drafted by the Eagles. This guy got drafted by the Ravens and just did not listen to anything the GM was trying to say.
Let's
and
get
just
it.
Bullied the GM.
Let's get it. Let's get it.
By saying, let's
he said,
get
let's
it,
get
like
it 10 times. And the guy's like, you excited? You gonna your team you want to be drafted by? Let's get it. Let's get it.
I would say the funny thing is I think the first time I saw the video, it was just on the GM of the Ravens. So in my mind, I'm like, oh, obviously, like, he's dapping up some family members or something. Then I saw the video of him on the phone. He's just sitting there just saying, let's get it. Let's get it. I'm like, okay. Football player, ready to football, baby.
He's going to do that. Before the game, he's going to be the captain. He's in there in the huddle. He's just going to be like, let's get it. Let's get it. That's all he says.
Hell of a pregame speech. Well, how's everybody doing? I'm your host, Headphone Joe, here with L. Greg and Scott by Scott.
What's happening?
That's me, L. Greg.
I got a question for you, Scott, prior to me going to my drink. You been listening to the AD lately?
I have. I got a question for you guys.
How does it feel being Anderson's biggest op?
Every week he has a new Scott that enters
Every
his life.
Every week there's a new Scott story, and there's I so just many, can't help but think of
so many lines time. We could pull, because there's always some Scott thing. He like, casually dropped he's the guy, the charter guy, the court's name Scott.
Yeah.
I got the fucking...
I was like, man, are these real people named Scott, or does he just have perpetual beef with Scott?
Where is
and
Scott?
Like, I'm just going to use him for everybody.
It's a bit he's doing where he's making up all these stories and just naming everyone Scott and then waiting until Tyler catches on.
Like, man, it was very, very interesting. But all right, I got a drink to make.
Oh, yeah.
Drinks with Joe.
This one is called Ocean Mud.
That's a
not,
Bath and Body Works body wash.
It's very interesting you... Threw the word ocean in there, Scott.
Nope.
Because the drink does have some blue to it.
Bluetooth.
Bluetooth. I am making... So I was talking to Rick the other day on the phone.
Rick!
Hey.
He was telling me how...
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
He was telling me how he...
Have you had blue curacao?
He was telling me how he got back into gin. He was getting back into gin.
I got back into the gin.
I went over
and started working out again.
I think I mentioned it that I hadn't been in the liquor store in quite some time. And there's a one right up the street from where we live now. And I walked into it for the first time because we were going to make something and I needed whiskey for it or bourbon for it. I'll get to that later. And I walked in and I was like, oh man, this place is very nice. Let me ask you guys this question, because I asked it to Ariel, and she did not come up with an answer that I thought was the right answer. What signifies to you guys... I was looking for a specific answer.
Wrong answers. Answer this question. Wrong.
What signifies to you a nice, like a very nice liquor store? I'll give you three answers to get the one that I'm looking for.
Should Would. I?
Gregory, not the same question.
That's all our answers this week.
A nice liquor store?
Night, like you walk in, you see something, and you're like, this is a good establishment.
They don't have cigarettes above the counter, like the.
That is not it.
Cigarettes are behind the counter, not above the counter.
Three collectively. Cause I don't want six potential answers because that's going to take forever. And I've already
they have wood,
and I need to get to it.
They have wood.
No
stuff.
Not wood. So they one have, answer left between the two of you.
No, we each get three. They have a beer wall.
No.
They have a walk-in humidor.
They did, but that's not what I'm looking for. That's not what I'm thinking of. You got one apiece now because Scott pushed it.
Wood paneling.
I just Greg said Scott that. Already said that, so I'll give you another one.
They're doing a whiskey tasting.
They did have kind of a whiskey tasting there, but that's not the score. That's Scott. So Scott's out of guesses. Greg, you have one more. Maybe this is just a me thing. I would say Rick also agreed with me.
Ariel, more than four checkout stands.
No, this place only had two. So to me, if I walk into a liquor store and the normal high value liquors are not behind the key register and they're just out in the wild, I think that's I'm like, oh, okay, like we big balling here and we don't got no care about security. Like we got security on lock. Like you got the Classe Azul all out in front and everything. You got the nice whiskey out in front, like the $700 bottles just right here. Like, oh snap,
no plexiglass.
Wait, at the register. $700
no bottle? no plexi. Another one, Scott.
I do think it's fun. I love at a liquor store, like at the bourbons, you know, especially. And you're looking at, they're all the same brand. And then you got one that's like,
where's my bourbon?
$99. Then you got one that's, and then it jumps to like $399. Oh. It looks exactly the same to me. Why is this one $399?
This was aged for 17 more years in a one of a kind barrel.
This was not a bigger bottle. It's not a bigger bottle. It's just a different name.
It's in a cow's uterus.
In a Wagyu cow from Japan. Okay.
They massage the bottle every day for 6 months.
This is grass-fed whiskey right here. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Well, usually when you walk in, you're going to have a fireball, big display, a fireball display.
Fireball.
Ooh, there's no hanging fireball shot thing at the register.
Now I did walk in and I got a little concerned because they had all their like stand things like on the walk-in where it was like Shaq's liquor thing and The Rock's liquor
most what's interesting that thing man called, in the world man?
It's like
standy
display. Display
standy, not just that's not like a full display.
Standy,
it's like when
is
you
like
got that lifelike.
Yeah.
Like yeah,
a big head. Man,
there's like another word for it. It's like a life size
fat head.
Not a fat head, but anyways, it was like
cardboard cutout.
Liquor. It's a cardboard cutout. It's like a cardboard cutout.
I think
it was
that is
like The Rock and DJ Khaled and Kevin Hart. And I'm walking in. I'm like, oh boy, they just got all the
sounds
bullshit.
Like every rock.
And then
movie.
I walked in and I was like, oh, none of the bullshit over here. I was like, well, it's a pretty nice. Pretty nice establishment in here. Went back twice. Went back again. And I got some gin because I was telling Rick about Tom Collins. Because I was like, if you're into gin right now, you can make a nice little TC, which was one of my first drinks when we started this all. But I put a little variation on it because I found a blueberry simple syrup. Blueberry.
That looks like grenadine, but blue.
Like grenadine, but blue. So I'm making my Tom Collins with that. So it's a blueberry Tom Collins.
Ooh. Ooh, ooh.
Scott, there's your ocean look. A little ocean vibes there. Boop, boop,
boop, boop. Is this called the Tom's
So two
ocean?
Ounces of gin, 3/4 of an ounce of blueberry syrup, 1 ounce of lemon juice.
Wait, is 3/4 ounce and different than 3/4 of an ounce?
I didn't like how it sounded when I said 3/4 ounds. Because it sounded like.
You corrected yourself.
I corrected myself.
It's not a half cup. It's half of a cup. It's completely different.
it just,
you have to use one measuring cup, but put half in there.
Doesn't matter what kind of size.
And then top it off with club soda. Bottoms up.
Just any cup you have in your kitchen.
Very
That's
nice.
That's how the measuring works.
Just like a TC, but with that hint of blueberry syrup instead of just regular simple syrup. Again, the tartness from the lemon. I'm going to say the gin, the botanicals kind of drift away with all the mixing in the club soda. A nice, solid adult lemonade type situation here.
It sounds nice. Delicious. I haven't had gin in years.
I haven't either because I don't like it. I don't like it.
Oh, that's
gotta
delicious.
Have it with the right stuff. Got to have it with the right stuff.
The right stuff. Ooh, baby. All
right. Well, that's a great drink, Joe. What else got in here?
Giving it 8 out of 8, Joe's.
8 out of 8, Joe's.
That's 8 out of 8, Joe's.
That's almost a perfect 10.
It's almost a perfect 10. Not a perfect 10, but it's 8 out of 8. You guys had ice cream lately?
I know Joe has. I haven't had ice cream lately. Joe, are you... I got a question, but we'll do. I don't. Let me look at the thing. Let me ask you a question. Are you tired of ice cream yet, Joe?
Not tired of ice cream yet. I think that's why this purchase was great for me because I'm kind of never tired of ice cream. So I made Friday night. No, not Friday night. What did I have Friday night?
You had fry ice cream.
Or was that Saturday? I thought that was Friday.
Sorbet.
So Friday night, I guess, because I can't remember anything. Ariel had went out after work with her stepmom and her sisters to a movie. So I was home by myself. So that was the night I decided to make my chocolate cold brew butter pecan ice cream.
Ooh.
With some Oreo thins, but it wasn't just regular Oreo thins. It was Oreo thins with the ganache in the middle. And then some pecans. You have to call this at the fucking, what's the name? Jesus Christ. Body's all strewn about.
There's not a lot to do in this story.
Sorry. And then I threw some pecans in it. So that was Friday.
Did you put any pecans in there?
I did. I put some pecans. Man, I didn't like the way you said that. I put some pecans in there. I put some pecans in there. And then Saturday night, I had a strawberry cheesecake again. Did that one more time. Fucking amazing. Executed that perfectly. And then Sunday, I had just a vanilla base. Sundays just for my vanilla base and then throw some mix-ins in there. And I just went back to the Oreo ganache thins. Fucking delicious. And you know what's good sometimes? I would say the lady has weird idiosyncrasies where she likes Oreos as Oreos. She don't like, you know, a variation of Oreo that much. So she didn't like how the ganache tasted, so ice cream was all for me that night. Sundays for the boys.
Nice. So proud of it, too. He's like, you know what? You don't like it? I'll eat it all. You know what? I'm going to make it again next week. I'm going to make it again next week. Everyone has ganache from now on.
But we had our pineapple sorbet, I want to say on Monday. That thing was good. That was real good. And Ariel said we should combine the pineapple with the mango and make a pineapple mango sorbet. So that's on the horizon. But we still got a strawberry sitting there waiting. And then tomorrow is Thursday. So that's when I'll prepare my weekend of ice cream. Because remember, Monday through Thursdays are for the sorbets. Weekends are for the ice cream.
Have you done a calorie count tracker for each of these?
I have not, but I kind of keep it up in the noggin, but I haven't like actually wrote it down or anything like that. But I'm pretty good with it. I mean, as far as like I know, all the sorbets are under like 100, under 150, if anything, and I know all the ice creams probably hover around 4 with the mix-ins.
I'm gonna go 5.
Nah, it's about 4. I would say because with the milk, I mean, you got to think about most of it's coming from the mix-in, and then the mix-in is like not that much because like for the cheesecake, I'm putting half of a cheesecake in there. Half of one slice. You got confused.
So it's just like half 12, one which slice is 1,200 calories for that.
You made
slice
it sound like you did a whole cheesecake. So I was thinking.
I know. I said it, and that's why I'm being concerned. I'm being more calculated on how I'm saying like 3/4 of an ounce instead of 3/4 ounce. I'm being more
thanks litigious for
with my words. But no, let me look up the calorie for. Let me look up the calorie count for
one piece is cake. Approximately 401 calories. So
that's not. I got a great value cheesecake. All right, it wasn't the fucking.
So it's best probably more.
It's probably less.
18 to 25 grams of fat.
Value.
Typical slice.
The cheesecake one's definitely going to be the highest.
Jeez.
The little Oreo thin. How many Oreo thins are you using in there?
I'm using 4.
Might as well just use one Oreo.
Okay, so the great value cheesecake. Find the one that I use. I'm not seeing it on the website.
140 calories and 4 Oreo thins.
140 calories is pretty good.
12 grams of sugar. 21 grams of carbs.
21 grams of carbs.
Well, only 1 gram of protein. Ooh, they have.
Find the exact one.
They have thin lemon cream thins now? Do they make vanilla Oreo thins?
Yeah. Yeah, they do. No bake. I'm gonna use the calorie count for the strawberry because I can't find the regular one. So the strawberry cheesecake, great value. Calorie count is for one serving. I mean, for one slice, it's 530 divided by 2. So that's
3 servings. I'm just kidding.
1600. 265. I want to say.
530.
Yes.
Yeah, 530, so 265?
Yes.
So, and then again, I'm doing half of that. I'm not doing the whole slice. So
no, you already did half.
No, I'm saying
half of a half.
The calorie count is for 2 slices.
Oh.
So, I halved it
before. What? It's, 'cause 2 slices? Only 500? Slice. I don't believe it.
530. That's what I'm saying. So, 1 slice is 265, and then I'm cutting that in half to then put into it. So,
but you're eating the other half as you mix in
that. At a later date. No,
I know. You're eating the other half as you're mixing in the other half.
I mean, the 265 eventually gets ate. Don't worry. But not in the ice cream is what I'm saying.
So, calories don't count.
So that's what I'm saying. Doing pretty good. Doing pretty good.
Pretty.
It's not as bad as it may seem.
All right.
I got this number now. Dog with a bone with this one.
I think our down under question might be about food today.
So we can continue. Hi, guys.
We've got a question.
Subject
132.5.
If can go to barbecue and Maccas.
Boom. Maccas. All right. Here we go.
Hey, guys. It's Jude here. And I'm back with another question. In your childhood, what was the cheapest and nastiest meal dished up to you? And what was the reason behind it? Were your parents poor? Maybe they didn't love you? Anyway, did this have an impact on you? As an adult now, is it something you look back fondly or in disgust? And secondly, do you still eat it? Anyway, for me, it was probably fish fingers with peas and carrots. I think it was at a convenience and mum's like, I can't bother cooking fish fingers. A bit of tomato sauce in it, or you guys got ketchup, and yeah, wasn't that good, but over you guys. And my question.
I
don't know that price paid was a big factor in the meals we had. I'm sure it wasn't expensive, but we didn't have a
hamburger helper. Was probably the cheapest. Box and noodles. And
I mean, boxed macaroni and cheese. It's like a quarter. But, you know, we had casseroles. We had a lot of casseroles. And
bologna sandwich. Things.
My tuna. question though, cup and noodles, mac and cheese, or the hamburger helper, was that dinner or was that like in the house for you to make a snack?
That was dinner.
That was a dinner?
There, I was toast some bread with the hamburger helper and some bread, and that's your dinner. Maybe a can of green beans.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, the cheapest.
Did you just have it as snacks in your house?
I was say
my they mom probably had individual.
Never served dinner you guys are young. As a hamburger helper, really.
Well, hamburger helper used to be like now, like a single box is not even a full meal for one human because they, you know, size, everything's smaller.
You also got to take into consideration, like you, Scott. I was say four boys at a time, pretty much. Like one box of hamburger helper ain't doing nothing for nobody.
No, it was a multi box.
Four big ass. Playing athlete, playing sport ass dudes, like wasn't doing anything. I'd say the probably the cheapest meal my mom ever made was like she made us sandwiches with like spam once. But them shits bust. Like them shits was good as hell.
Oh yeah, I love spam. It's like a bologna
sandwich. I'm never eating spam again.
Microwave bologna.
So salty. Mmm, bologna, yeah. Fried bologna.
Put bologna in a microwave with a slice of cheese on there and it bowls up and the cheese melts.
Well, yeah, it does like that in a pan, too. Snack. You put it in a pan and it bowls up. So you got to slice it.
No, we got time for that.
My mom used to make, she'd cut the wieners and put cheese and onion.
Whoa.
Lorena Bobbitt? What's that lady's name?
So, yep. That's correct. So
double power play?
It's always good. There's no such thing.
It's weird that Lauren Boebert's name is so close to Lorena Bobbitt.
Could be the same person.
And she also gave somebody a handy.
Hey. And the theater.
Yeah, imagine chopping it off. 90s were a crazy time. That was the 90s, right?
Don't want to, man. Yes. I believe so.
Yes.
I thought Jordan Peele was supposed to make a movie about that. Or that lady or something like that. Guess that never happened.
Guess not.
Cool, but spaghetti and me. I was just telling Ariel. I'll extrapolate this question a little further. What was your guys' go-to struggle meal? Like as an adult, like as you got older. Me and Ariel were talking, and I said spaghetti and meat sauce because back then you could get a pound of ground beef for like $5. Spaghetti was like 50 cents if you just get like the Walmart brand and then like 60 cents for the fucking ragu. And then you can just add up with
ragu.
It was not expensive at all.
It was like $8 these days.
You get like 10 ramen, top ramen for $1. Mm.
Yeah, that was always my cheap meal. A cup of noodles.
I'd eat like 3 of them.
Tuna sandwich. Just make some tuna. Some mayo.
No. I know when I was making my own meals, I rarely made sandwiches. And when I did make sandwiches, I was like.
I made a lot of sandwiches in my day.
I'm a big sandwich guy.
I had a lot of sandwiches, but for myself, when I was single or like living on my own,
sandwich places, that was a joke.
If I made sandwiches, it would be like, all right, I'm going to have really good sandwiches. I'm going to get nice bread and I'm going to have deli meats and good cheeses.
I don't think I ever made spaghetti just for myself ever.
Really? It's one of the easiest meals to make, Scotty.
Yeah.
You can freeze it spaghetti too.
The thing was, you're not a big pasta guy. Wow. A
hamburger helper.
That is.
I don't know.
Who said that recently? Did somebody say that?
Yeah,
I think I said that too. On the show.
Yeah, James, I think. Or was it you?
I think James also James said he's not said a big pasta guy. Pasta
or something. Is that you, James?
What?
It was either on
me and James both said it on the show. It was James.
I must have not heard you when you said it. You were hiding. You were cowering behind James. I guess.
We were talking about something.
We had the same exact topic 2 weeks ago. No one remembers. We already discussed it.
Because we were talking about what our favorite pastas were. Because I was like,
and you were talking about overrated restaurants, and he said Olive Garden.
Oh, Olive Garden. Yeah, that's right.
That's what it was. And he said it's because he doesn't like pasta.
Oh yeah, he had.
You know, Scott's telling us he doesn't like pasta, which is crazy.
I get bored after the first bite.
So versatile. You get bored after the first bite.
it's not about the pasta.
A sandwich
anyway. It's about
feels
the,
different. It's
sauce.
Like
it's about the sauce. It's a, yeah, it's about the sauce. This is the vehicle.
I know, but I don't get bored with it.
Man. So what are you eating that you're not getting bored with, Scott?
Good baked ziti.
I feel like anything.
If I'm
you
at
can
an Italian restaurant.
Anything. If somebody's having ramen after the first bite, it's like, okay, I'm bored. I've had ramen. I'm having ramen.
It feels different with
cup of noodles. I'm talking about like, you know, a bowl.
For some reason, pasta feels different. Like a sandwich, it feels like it's a new bite every time, you know?
You're tricking your mind.
Pasta is like, it's the same bite over and over again.
I disagree.
There's like different, you got the end of the,
I don't even disagree.
You got the end of the sandwich because there might be a little more bread. It's got crunchy parts.
Mayo.
You might get some ingredients in one bite.
If you have a good sauce, you got different things in it. You get some tomatoes,
sauce,
some bites.
I mean, my thing is, every bite is a great bite. That's my thing with pasta. Like, there's no bad bites. A sandwich, you can have a bad bite. You accidentally squeeze too hard, the meat might get askew or something. Like, oh, I got too much lettuce right there, too much tomato. Every fork full of pasta, you're getting everything.
Maybe
you want.
It's just maybe it's an ingredient thing. Maybe it feels like there's sauce and pasta, and that's it. And it's boring.
Dude, you're selling this.
It might be
dude, like I don't mind a salad. I like a good salad that has like a good Cobb salad that has 12 ingredients. A nice Cobb salad.
I mean, there could be a shooting outside, and I'll eat a Cobb salad.
It was a delicious appetizer. A nice salad.
Nice iceberg of lettuce.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. They're really giving up their body in this Phillies game. Flyers game.
No. Knight's really giving it up with his power plays.
Sorry. Sorry, folks. Playoff hockey's happening. And playoff basketball's happening. So, what I was going to say. No, Scott, there's so much versatility to the sauces. Like, you can have a white sauce, a red sauce, a pesto, which me and Ariel just discovered. And then depending on the noodle or the pasta.
Thank you for bringing us pesto,
choice,
Joe.
Vodka.
The noodle of choice.
Vodka,
like,
sauce, baby. Let's go.
Penne alla vodka.
But it's still just a noodle on a sauce.
Creamy Alfredo.
Like, yeah.
You haven't lived until you had cacio e pepe as street food in the bowels of Venice. Like,
I did have some good what'd you call it?
Cacio e pepe. Made a stick save. He wasn't even holding his stick. That was crazy.
I had a good one at Resorts World when I went with my buddy.
Cacio e pepe. Okay. I was about to say, have you had a nice carbonara? Like,
he's an Italian guy, and he loves his pasta.
I do.
It was the
it's
only
my
time,
favorite.
Only time I went to the Italian place at Resorts World because he was with me.
Oh,
the cacio e pepe. My buddy Cocker. He's an Italian. Loves his pasta.
You sure it wasn't your buddy, the watermelon man?
Do you like who's rice? That?
I love me some rice.
Like how Greg did.
It's not a main dish, though.
But you're putting sauce and stuff on a rice as well, so it's like,
yeah, rice is just a vehicle for, you know, whatever gravy or sauce.
Yeah,
or,
but rice is a side dish.
Well, pasta's
on. You give me a sandwich and a side of pasta.
If you're doing
I'm
pasta
down.
Right, technically, I mean, pasta
yeah, but you're
is
not,
technically a course.
Do you ever eat rice without eating? I mean, fried rice is different because fried rice is fried rice. But like, say you get a steamed rice, you're not just eating steamed rice without putting something with it. Like
no, and I'm putting chicken and other ingredients on there. It's a
same
meal.
Thing with pasta.
Same thing with pasta.
No, it's not.
It's literally the same thing with pasta. Scott's been eating pasta wrong. He's been raw dogging pasta with no protein.
He can't even cook it, probably. He's, you know, dry.
He's not even putting
no
protein
on it. If I get a pasta, it's like a carbonara with a chicken.
I was this man's like a raw dogging pasta. Just like, no, you just sauce.
If my grandmother
noodle,
had
right?
wheels, she'd be a wheelchair.
I think you don't have to have as much pasta with stuff, but sometimes you get too much of the noodle. And you don't really need that much, but it's very filling.
Does Olive Garden have like a pick two where I get a pasta and like something that's real?
Probably something that's real. You have a pasta and
bottomless,
an antipasta.
Bottomless salad. Breadsticks.
You get a pasta and an antipasta, which that would be your meat course. Get like a steak or chicken or something like that in there.
Chicken cutlet. Chicken parm. Okay,
nice little chicken cutlet.
Chicken parm. Chicken cutlet. That's what you put in your bras when you... That's what the ladies are doing. Fill them out. Little what? Chicken cutlets. That's what they call those little... bra things to put... chicken
Taco
cutlet
Bell
fallout.
Taco Bell box. How does Taco Bell... How is Taco Bell doing a box for $5? It's like $1 an item. How are they still doing it?
Well, they also have two other boxes for $9 and $7. So.
Yeah, but they still have one box for $5.
It's used to be a proper country, guys. McDonald's right now is saying, "Oh, we got a sale going on, a $3 menu." Those items used to be $1 when I was in high school. What are we doing? It's insane.
Well,
what a time to be alive back then. Yeah. Dollar menus.
Well, what was it? Taco Bell had $29.39, or was it $39.59, $79?
Yeah,
they had.
Cup of beans for $39, taco for $59.
You used to be able to gather the change in your house in the car, get gas, and get a meal at the local fast food joint.
Yep.
You know why quarters existed? Because we used them. Pennies, nickels, dimes. They were used. They were necessary. True. Now, useless.
True that.
When I first got my license is when they just opened up the Wendy's down the street, and it was just the Wendy's value meal every fucking day.
All the time.
Yeah,
count the dollars. Be like, do I got enough? I need some change for the tax. Do I got enough for?
Remember when the junior bacon cheeseburger used to be there? The size of a real burger. Now it's like a slider.
Mm. Now it's a slider. It's an appetizer, and it not only is it an appetizer now, it's also like $3.29.
$3 for you.
Like, what are we doing?
Junior bacon.
It got smaller and more expensive.
Junior bacon nugs and a bowl of chili.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
$4 out the door.
That's nice.
Living back.
Dip the nugs in the chili. You got the burger.
Yeah. Yo, even you gotta even remember.
And they were
like,
the first place with the spicy chicken sandwich, and that was like $5, but it was worth it because it was.
And then the spicy nugs, man. Oh my gosh.
I didn't get that until college when I could afford the proper meal.
What was I gonna say? So you gotta remember when the $4 bag or whatever the fuck it's called, you used to get a junior bacon cheeseburger, nuggets, fries, and a drink. And then at some point it was like, well, the junior bacon cheeseburger has to be a $5 box. Well, now it's a $6 bag. Well, now it's a $7. And it's like, what's going on?
Indeed.
Are we that show? We're just old guys yelling about prices?
Like when Carl's Jr. had brought out
this earlier.
Yeah. Carl's Jr. brought out the $6 burger, and it was like, it didn't actually cost $6, but
I
that was funny because it's not. A, they didn't charge $6.
I bought a thing of gum.
It was supposed to be a restaurant style burger.
$5.
Yeah.
Then they had to change the name of it because the burger cost $8 now.
Can you imagine smoking nowadays?
Carl's.
It's so expensive.
My God.
Imagine smoking cigars every day.
Or you get a used to get a carton for $20. No, it's like
me and Ari were talking because we went and got gas on Monday. I was like, yo, when we first moved to this area, gas might have been like the place we were going like 270 something. And now it's like 360 something. And I'm
that's cheap.
I know, that's cheap in some places.
We drove to Wisconsin and back the last couple weeks, and gas prices here, as soon as we got into Tennessee, it's like $1 more. I'm like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
It's crazy. But in Wisconsin, it's about the same as here, but still, you know, $1 more than it was before the Iran.
3 weeks
Iran.
Ago. Four, yeah. 2 months ago. Yeah. Yeah, man, it's bizarro.
I remember selling cigs at CVS, and every time someone bought them, they complained about the price. And also the price went up like 50 cents every week. during that time.
Did it really?
Well,
they're
and then
just constantly yeah. going up. They're like,
you wonder
much?
Why people smoke like Merits and the cheap ones, like the
yeah,
the ones that tasted like
Virginia Slims.
Well, see, those aren't cheap though. Those are just,
we had a Virginia Slim
cheap?
Lady.
I just assumed they were cheap.
We had the regulars that came in, and you just knew which cigarettes they were, so you just grabbed them and just rang them up instantly. We had a Virginia Slim Lady. A lot of Marlboro regulars. Lights.
Well, see, they changed from lights. Like, Camel went from lights to color. Like Marlboro Blue was now the Camel Lights, and like just call them lights.
Marlboro Reds. Marlboro Reds,
Marlboro Mids.
Yeah. And they had the fancy
American Spirit. American
what were the
spirits?
Indian ones? American
the
Spirit
American
ones?
Spirit.
Yeah. Oh, Scott, we don't say that anymore.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, I had moved to American Spirits in the latter years.
When did you stop smoking, Greg?
2022.
Oh, they scored.
2023.
Really? That recent?
I wasn't smoking during COVID, remember? Smoked on the pods. I mean, on the Zooms.
Were you buying your own, like, packs?
So? Yeah. Because when I was hanging out at bars, I smoked all the time. But that's all. It's the only time I really smoked was when I was drinking.
Camel Crush. You have the Camel Crush?
Get the menthol, the yeah.
Drinking and smoking, you know, they just go hand in hand.
Pretty, little pretty kick of menthol.
The kids love them at the parties. The
but I knew
crushes.
People that smoked Crushes and never crushed them. I was like, well, why buy them? What's the point? You're just smoking.
I knew people Camel who Lights. Smoked and had Crushes.
Joe just had a flashback.
Not really.
I was in a bar when they...
Guys kept talking about Crushes and Camels and...
I was at a bar when at midnight they banned smoking inside. So it's like we were there for you know, we were could smoke inside.
Were you there that day?
We had to go outside. It was wild.
Everyone had their final cigarette at 11:59.
They took ashtrays off the bar and then everybody went outside. Became more of a social thing.
Oh, what a time. What a time to be alive. Remember the non-smoking section? You had to go in a restaurant and it's like, there's no smoking over here.
There's no wall.
Clean yeah. air. Clean air on this side.
I'm saying, so the gym...
Not even a wall, though. It was just one big room. The side was non-smoking.
The gym, the rec center gym I go to up the street...
Has a smoking section?
It does, apparently. What? So it throws me off every time I'm walking in. I'm walking in and there's a sign outside that says, like, smokers that way, and I'm like, so are they telling people to just go over there? Because the entrance, I guess they don't want people smoking by the entrance. So if you're gonna smoke, go like down the like underpass or whatever. But I'm like, huh? Don't think you'd see that at a rec center that's like next to a boys and girls club. Very odd.
I thought they had a smoking part inside the gym.
No. It wasn't inside.
Couple weights you can use while you're smoking.
You forget about
it. Just
smoking,
a rec center.
And then you go to Vegas.
I was
like,
saying this earlier.
Some casinos have them. Some don't. So wild.
I was saying it earlier to one of the homies at Hoop with. I was like, man, if they had just like a weight room in here, like this would be, I would never leave this place. Because they just have the
like just a room with a scale in it.
I just want to lift some, you know, just toss some weight around.
Lift some heavy stuff. Put it down.
I just stand up.
Get up, put it down.
Hey,
pretty good. Pretty good.
I think those are called burpees.
Just get that.
All right. Burpees. Well, did you watch any movies, Joe?
I did.
Thank God.
Welcome to the movies.
Thank you to Satan for giving me inspiration.
Seen two movies since I talked to you guys. Last one I'll just briefly talk about because you guys will have zero interest in it. Jujutsu Kaisen Zero. This is a prequel movie to the series Jujutsu Kaisen.
No sugar one.
Watching the anime series that I'm watching. Thought it was really good, really interesting how that story then lends itself to the new story. And I mean, something just got revealed to me. in the news in the series itself. So it makes that even a little more interesting, because I had a speculation, was wondering about something, and now that kind of just got answered. So very interesting there. The other movie I watched, sensation sweeping the nation, Michael, the movie about Michael Jackson.
Oh, you saw it.
Yeah, I went to the theater.
You supported a pedophile.
It, well, he didn't make the movie, Scott. So, you know. Well, technically, we also support a pedophile every day, you know, that we're just here in America, if we're being honest.
I didn't see the Trump documentary.
Russell Brand? You're watching Russell real time.
Yeah, that guy too.
Oh, Russell Brand. Can we talk about him? He's just casual. You know, it's
tied it up, baby.
16 was the age of consent.
But yeah, the Michael movie, went to see it.
Zaya.
Because I'm a Michael Jackson fan. I like the songs.
Am I still allowed to watch Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Yeah. I mean, it was before you knew he was a piece of shit. I mean, I watched.
But if I can't listen to Kanye, am I supposed to watch Forgetting? I guess Kanye gets residuals, right?
I was gonna say that's the thing. He still makes money off of it. That's my thing. But also, my thing is just like, I don't like. He's music has more of an emotional thing.
Music where makes the world
for me, he's tainted the music. But Michael, starring Jafar Jackson, Nia Long, Coleman Domingo, Miles Teller's in it randomly. Mike Myers is in it randomly. I would say Miles Teller, at least, like, his character has, like, not an arc, but he's in it for several scenes. Directed by Antoine Fuqua, follows a young Michael Jackson
Barry Gordy's
from 1966
in it.
All the way. Barry Gordy, Scott, watch your goddamn mouth. Follows a young Michael Jackson from 1966 all the way up until the Bad album that comes out. When did that come out? 88. It's not a good movie whatsoever. If what you want from a movie, especially a biopic of this nature, is like
a
to
biopic?
Learn something new, to understand this character in some way, shape, or form. And this movie really doesn't give you any of that. This movie is basically a bunch of vignettes, a bunch of scenes where you just pop in with Michael at different points of his life. It's cool for the music. It's really good. Jafar Jackson's portrayal of his uncle is stunning. Like, he literally looks like him. He literally sounds like him. And he moves like him. And it's like, man,
if
you just want to see that, then
like
boom.
Jackson.
Scott, yeah. It's Jagger. Yes. If you want to just see like Michael on the stage and doing his thing and in videos and whatnot, like that takes care of everything as far as like a story or structure or anything.
Is there?
It's kind of haphazardly thrown together, and it kind of can be not excused but explained because apparently they had to scrap like the last act of the movie, redo the opening of the movie. And because I believe the original cut of this movie was like close to 4 hours or 3 hours, and then it had to be pared down and reshot. So now it comes in at like 2 hours and 7 minutes. But yeah, I mean, it's not the best movie. It's really good performances with a very nothing script, and it really sucks because the performances are so great, but the script is so lacking. And you don't really learn nothing. I mean, you get no new information. If you saw the Jackson Family American Dream miniseries back in the day, that's way more in depth than this really is. So,
is there a scene of him inventing the moonwalk?
Not inventing the moonwalk, but him doing the moonwalk in the time that he did the moonwalk for the first time at the Motown 25 celebration.
With Gordy Howe?
Scott, I will jump across this screen.
He's bringing hockey to it,
at least.
Smack
the daylight out of you. He didn't even say Gordy Howe. He said Gordy Howie.
I know, but that's why it's funny.
Is it Howe?
That's why it's funny.
Is it Howe? Jesus Christ.
But yeah. See, I mean, I grew up with Michael Jackson, so I think, you know, he's very much in pop culture from my childhood on. So I know all this stuff because, you know, I lived through it, and it's very well publicized, his life, and over the years. Yeah. Even then, the tabloids got into it, you know, later on. So.
My brothers went to his ranch. Did I talk about them on the show?
No, you did not. Did they really?
Yeah. My brother was in Dream Street. It was like a camp for kids with cancer. And
oh, wow.
One year they all went to Neverland.
Neverland.
Which brother is this?
My oldest.
Oh, okay. Is that the one you lived with in Redlands?
No.
Oh, okay. Is that the one that stays in Colorado?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
My two older ones, two other brothers went. That was before the allegations came out.
I'm just trying to learn about Scott here. But the movie does spend a good bit of time trying to, I don't want to say rewrite history, but trying to show us that Michael, like, was this isolated person trapped by fame where he couldn't really have, you know, an outside life. And the people he connected to the most with were kids because he had a stunted childhood. So, like, there's like two scenes where he visits like a child hospital and he's just like talking with the kids. And, like, you know, these kids are, it's like a cancer ward for children or something. And he's like hanging out with the kids, playing games and stuff, watching TV and cartoons. And then he ends up getting burned after he gets burned doing the Pepsi shoot. He's walking. Once he finally starts walking around, they have him walking around the hospital, meeting some of the other burn victims, and some of them are kids. And then he says, I'm going to give all, he tells like his agent, he's like, hey, we got to do something for these victims, man. You know what? And I think this is a true story, but it's still, the way it comes out in the movie just feels like ham-fisted. He's like, all the money I get from the victory tour with my family, I want to donate to the burn unit here. It's like, all right, Michael, I got you. And it's like, okay, well, all right, cool. That's, wow. So revelatory.
Did it have him buying the Beatles masters?
They don't get into that, but I think that happened somewhat later. But I did hear a new telling of that where it's not as sinister as we've all been led to believe.
Yeah, I think I'd heard that too.
Yeah, I was about to say, I've always heard, like, McCartney was like, you need to get into publishing, and then he just buys the catalog, and he's like, gotcha, bitch. But apparently that's not what happened. You apparently need to
get into publishing?
McCartney also had, all the Beatles had the first option to buy their catalog, but it was just so expensive, they were like, nah. And then Michael's lawyer was like, it then, after it went through the Beatles, Michael's lawyer was like on top of it. And then they had like, it took years for them to finalize the purchase. So, but yeah, it wasn't as shady as it has been discussed. Even though the shady version sound gangster too. Like, I didn't really have an issue with it. I was like, damn, Michael.
Oh, Eminem like, bought it?
Shit. But yeah. But yeah. An okay movie. As Rick said 10,000 times when me and him were discussing it, a great popcorn movie. You don't really need to, nothing. There's no new things. It's just watching Michael Jackson.
It's like a pasta for popcorn. Is that what you're saying?
It's like a pasta for popcorn.
Just a vehicle to eat popcorn.
Just a vehicle to eat popcorn.
Well, popcorn is a vehicle to eat butter. Come on.
Oh, that is true.
So,
or cheese.
But now there's all but been greenlit. There's a sequel coming out, Michael 2.
Let's get it.
Great time. That was perfect time.
Michael 2. Did they get in the kid? Did they get in the courtroom?
I was about to say, I assume they have to. So, Scott, you weren't here when I was talking to Greg about it.
Propofol intro?
Originally, this movie was, like I said, it was supposed to be like, there was an original cut that it was like 4 hours or whatever. Like, somebody was playing Johnny Cochran. Like, they were going to get into the allegations and everything. The opening scene, this was leaked to Variety. The opening scene was supposed to be him at Neverland
putting on the gloves.
The FBI raiding it.
One glove.
Funny, funny. The FBI raiding it, but apparently in when the
oh, now the police after are here. The,
by the way, terrible job by everybody involved. After they had already finished the movie with all this stuff in it, somebody went back and looked at the ruling on the case of the first allegation, and it was like, hey, the victim doesn't want to be portrayed in any like commercial or documentary type of thing. So they were like, fuck, like, we got to cut out the entire third act, change the opening of the movie. They had to like gut the movie and then do a bunch of reshoots to kind of reformat the movie.
They so couldn't,
I assume,
pretend like it's portraying also, someone else.
I was about to say, you could have kind of made it a different character, but I guess because it's a real life story, their assumption was like people were going to be like, well, you guys are making shit up or something. I don't know. But now I wonder how, because obviously they wanted to talk about it then. If they're going
no,
to
not wonder
two,
how, it's Gordy.
Scott. If they're going to make it two, they're going to have to talk about some of that. So I wonder how they navigate leapfrogging that case and just talking about, I guess, some of the other allegations or whatever. So
the eyes looks like boobs.
What are you talking about?
It's like boobs.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The ice.
Am I missing something?
The hockey rink looks like boobs.
I'm like, what is that?
The ice.
Ice. The dots.
Started
the dots.
Giggling.
The dots. The face off, yeah. Circles.
That is my review of the Michael movie. Gave it like 1.5. Yeah. It's,
one and a half movie. Joes.
A fine watch. Mm-hmm. I'm not mad at it.
A vehicle for popcorn butter.
I'm never going to be mad at hearing Beat It and Off the Wall and Wannabe Stars.
Beat It Off the Wall. That's in the sequel.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
Oh.
Well, all right.
All right, we did it.
I don't have an encouragement, kind of. I don't have a disappointment, though.
Well, cool. Let's go right to our listeners' stuff.
I could have a disappointment, though. I might get
ignited. Low lives, low lives.
I got something to say.
Wasn't even on the right floor, Joe. Jen Carey. Florida.
I was going Comey. Florida and their bullshit new map, congressional map. Updated 4/15, 26 DTR in the Discord. Disappointment of the week. Bad people.
I'm glad we updated it.
What was the?
The update updated 4/15/26.
Backstop.
What was the one of the guys, former players that made a pick, like the 35th pick, but he said the.
Oh yeah, that guy kind of botched. I can't remember what team it was now.
35th.
What did he botch?
I don't know. It was somewhere from the 2016 draft.
He like yeah, he said it was from like 2016.
But he said
draft.
The. The word wrong, like 35th, but he. Oh, I can't remember.
He was like from funny. the third pick from the 2016 draft. And it was like, brother, you're all over the place right now.
Highbrow Canute on the Discord. Disappointment. Slow leak on my car is becoming not so slow. Gotta get that fixed, bruh.
This Michael commercial just said it had a 97. Popcorn bucket. Is that true?
It has a 97
yeah.
audience score.
Is that rigged?
No,
well, sort of.
Love it.
Well, not everybody.
Everyone I've
Rick
heard
said it
says
it
it's okay.
You love it.
I was thinking, Scott, you also got to remember, like, okay, Rotten Tomato, how it's set up. Okay is just like thumbs up. If it's bad, thumbs down. So if
oh,
it's enough,
no
okays.
Numbers?
Yeah, it's no numbers.
Yeah, you don't range. Hmm. You don't have a range. Well, did you have a encouragement, Joe, or no?
Oh, my encouragement, yes.
No life.
Wrong.
That is not the sound.
Stories that make us feel happy.
That's the way I feel too.
Not know how to EQ? Like that thing is so unmixed properly. My encouragement was, I can't remember, I think it was Saturday. Yeah, it was Saturday. The reason I went to go get the whiskey in the first place was me and Ariel decided to make some bourbon chicken. Bourbon chicken. The recipe calls for actual bourbon. So, yeah. Made that. That was really good. And, that was about it. That was my encouragement. A nice home-cooked meal with the
whiskey. What's in the bourbon chicken?
Bourbon chicken. So you got chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Big ingredient.
Do you steep it in bourbon?
No, you don't steep it in bourbon. So you make a mixture of bourbon. Bourbon, soy sauce, chicken stock, some sour ginger. Sour cream. No sour cream. What in the world?
So who was it? It was somebody talking thing. About the... In every HelloFresh meal, you have sour cream. It's crazy.
that is true.
Like Tony
Fresh. This wasn't a HelloFresh meal, though. This was not a HelloFresh meal.
It was a Hell Joe Fresh.
My boy from Preppy Kitchen, he had a recipe on there, and I was like, boom, let's do it. I think that was pretty much it. I think like there's like some chili flakes or something or else. And then you pan sear the chicken. You want to kind of get it cooked evenly on both sides. You got to coat it in cornstarch. And then you take it out, put the bourbon sauce slur that you've made, let all the
alcohol slurry.
You know? All the alcohol cook out.
And ooh, then did you tip the pan? Back. Did you tip the pan so it flambeaus?
No, I didn't tip the pan. Didn't.
Fire.
No.
Fire.
Add the chicken back in and then, you know, just mix it so everything gets coated and boom. Then we made some rice on the side, had a nice little side salad. Yeah. You cut it down into little bites.
You cut it at an angle?
Didn't cut it at an angle.
Also, did you check the temperature of the chicken?
Yeah, babe, 165 internal.
You get it. You stop at 165?
No, I didn't stop.
Once you do enough chickens, you'll know.
You know when it's cooked. Yeah. You know.
Oh, no, brother. I'm cooking that thing.
And it continues to cook once you put it in the sauce, too.
Yeah, once you put it back with the sauce.
That's what they claim. I don't trust them. I take it out of the heat and all of a sudden it gains temp. Come on. What is this? I went to science class.
Yeah, it keeps rising. It keeps rising until it stalls and then it'll cool.
It's impossible. You can't take it out of the heat and it keeps going.
It does. It keeps cooking. The juices inside are still heating it.
No,
man.
Science. It's still, you know.
No.
Eventually that heat is captured inside, and it's doing some stuff.
Yep. That's why you don't want to puncture it. So, yeah. Don't want to pierce it.
But that was the encouragement. On to the low life highlights. Can I get
low life highlights?
Can I get
low life highlights?
Can I get high?
Highbrow Canoe on the Discord. Encouragement. Fun times on my e-scooter.
What's an e-scooter?
It's like a scooter who like dresses sexy on the internet.
It's a charge scooter. You charge and you ride like a charge.
I don't get the jokes good.
That's an e-girl joke.
If you see the...
Joe doesn't know what an e-girl is.
No, you do.
I don't know. You know,
very interesting.
I'm a man of the people.
I feel like in this day and age, you can just call that a scooter. Like, who's still doing the push scooters? No, but it's powered
electric. Kids.
What kid?
One that's pushing. Once again,
people are doing razors.
I don't know if there's razors. Is razors still in?
Yeah, when they stopped selling, when people stopped
production
rollerblading, they needed to use the wheels for something, so they made the razors.
Are razors?
Is that the true story?
I would be shocked.
No,
if they're not bankrupt.
Is there an HBO documentary or HBO like how the scooter
is
made?
The same style. Same style. It's like a dramatic. That's all I'm saying. They have those specific type.
I'll be shocked if they're not bankrupt already.
I think they make electric ones. So
2000.
I use e-scooters. I use my little bird e-scooters every week, scooting around town on them.
I always want to do it.
They still have people on Team Razor.
Yeah, I think Razor also makes the like the off-road vehicles.
I don't know how many people are still on Team Razor.
Last
update was 2014.
Company.
I think it's a different brand, the Razor.
Yeah. The side-by-side.
Off-road. Off-road. Skateboard wheels. Kelly Panetta on the Discord. Encouragement. I've had a great time in Phoenix for a work trip this week. Beautiful hikes in the otherworldly landscape. In Phoenix?
Outside of. Gonna get some cacti that look like people with their arms raised. Hi, I'm a cactus. How are you?
Just they do make electric scooters. That's the only reason they're still around.
Well, all right. What did we learn?
They also own Ripstick.
Shortest episode in Ripstick. 4 months.
They own the Ripstick.
I learned that the
that was disgusting.
Knights are tied up with the more mammoths.
The mammoths. Even you series. Told did you mammoths? Think it? Did you think it was gonna how be just a like a walkover?
Like honestly, we needed to have a short episode. I think we've had some marathons lately.
We did a half marathon today.
Yep. Learned that we needed a short episode, and we got one.
Gotta want to learn, gotta want to earn. Hopefully, it's short enough that Scott can get it out before next week's episode.
I completely forgot we did an episode this week until I looked at the thing. The week flew by fast.
The week did fly, I'm not gonna lie. Weeks just happen to fly now, man.
Mm-hmm. I got distracted. Greg, the president's life was in danger. I was real concerned about the country.
I was trying to watch the Nuggets game, and I'm like, get this bullshit off my TV.
We'll hopefully have a little meetup in person in a couple weeks.
That's true.
Thank you so much for everyone, all you peoples, for listening to another episode of A New Low. It's probably June.
What do you mean, you people?
We're A New Low Pod on all social media. Please review our podcast on whatever you use to listen to podcasts.
Rotten Tomatoes. I've
never read one. Listen to the other shows on the A New Low Podcast Network. Who does a podcast? Who did something?
This show week? Does a I few. Think,
maybe.
Did Merrily We Roll Along, currently streaming on Netflix.
Did Merrily We Roll Along? What did you just say?
Merrily We Roll Along, currently streaming on Netflix. Starring Daniel Radcliffe, Jonathan Groff, and Lindsay Mendez.
Cheers from the Press Box, also. Check that out.
Coming out every Tuesday.
If I left anything out, you guys going to take a hiatus after the playoffs?
Every Tuesday afternoon, yeah. Hiatus after the NBA playoffs. Hiatus, but I'm gonna actually try to actually interview people this summer, like I've been threatening to do for the last couple summers.
Oh, who are you going to interview them? The guys at the court?
I'm
going to get
Charlie from Dominique Foxworth's show. I think I'm going to have to do Rick because
Jeremy
Rick
again
wants to be on the show. He's been hassling me. Jeremy's never been on Cheers. I might bring Jeremy on Cheers to talk about his baseball background. And also being, you know, a sideline reporter for all the South Florida teams, basically.
That's, yep.
Oh, yeah. Ask him if he had sex with the coaches.
All right, Scott. If I left anything out, you can find everything you need to know at anulo.co. Thanks for listening. And remember,
let's get it.
It's a rad, rad world.
This is the time to say goodbye to all our low-life friends. We tricked you into listening, but now it has to end. See ya!
Oh yeah, don't you know it.
You're a horrible person.